Christ was an infant. God had to protect his son from the evil in men. At that time, the Israelites were ruled by the Romans. And the Romans had put a king named Herod on the throne. Herod was a very old man when Christ was born. And every year of his life, he had grown meaner. Now, in a country to the east of Judea, there were some very wise men who were called the Magi. These men studied the stars. And one night they saw a strange new star shining in the sky. That star meant a king was soon to be born in the land of Judea. So they took camels and horses and loaded them with royal gifts and set out for Jerusalem. But when they got there, nobody had heard of the new king, and they sent the Magi to Herod. Well, now, when Herod heard of someone born to be a king, he started worrying about losing his kingdom. And he made up his mind where this new king was. He'd find him and have him killed. He told the Magi to go to Bethlehem and find the child and then to let him know where he was so that he could worship him too. The Magi believed Herod and went on their way toward Bethlehem. And suddenly they saw the star again shining on the road before them. They followed the star till it led them right to the house of the Savior. When they entered and saw the Christ child, they knew that this was the king they had searched for. They fell down and worshipped him as the Lord and brought out fresh gifts and gave them as presents to the royal child. That night, God sent a dream to the Magi and told them not to go back to Herod, but to go straight home and buy another way. They obeyed the Lord, and when Herod found out about it, he went into a rage. He sent his soldiers to Bethlehem to kill every child who was 2 years old or younger. But God sent a dream to Joseph, the foster father of Jesus, and told him to rise up quietly and take the child and his mother out of Bethlehem. When the soldiers of Herod came, the infant Christ was far away, safe in his mother's arms and the love of his eternal father.